Talk some USD men's basketball. The coach Craig Smith joining us on the fan line. Craig, I saw you here in Sioux Falls about a month ago. Where have the travels taken you since I saw you at Pizza Ranch about a month ago?
That was only a month ago, huh?
Maybe a little longer.
Oh my goodness! I'm not even sure. We've been all over the place. We had what's called the NCAA. They got so dang many rules, and they got all these different calendars, days that we can be on the road recruiting, can't be recruiting, dead periods, quiet periods, so on and so forth. But one great time, there's always a three-day weekend. Usually there's two of them, actually, an open period where we can be on the road watching high school kids in AAU tournaments. And so our whole staff was in Minnesota, Kansas, down in Dallas, Texas for a high school event and a junior college event. So we've kind of been Kansas City. So we've kind of been all over that way. And then, of course, we've made some individual trips throughout the Midwest, went and visited a junior college kid out in Idaho, actually. And so we've kind of been a little bit of here and a little bit there, but wearing out the phone calls for sure.
I know you've added a couple of kids to your roster.
Been a busy summer for you.
Talk about some of the last couple of kids you've been able to sign for the Coyotes this fall.
Well, James Hunter is a kid that, is a guy that we looked at when we were at Colorado State. He played at Gillette Community College with Sean Neary and Joe Cattell, were really, really good friends of ours. And he went there for 1 year, and we felt like if he would have stayed an extra year, he would have been good enough for us at Colorado State to offer a scholarship. But he decided he was a qualifier, so he got a great offer from Washington State and went there, and it just didn't work out for him there. He ended up getting his degree. So under the NCAA rules, when a student-athlete earns their degree at one institution, they can transfer to another institution without sitting out a year. So he'll have one to play, and he's 6'10", 265, legitimate. I mean, the guy is a brick wall. And he's got a really good feel for the game, knows how to play. He'll really anchor our defense, and I think he's going to get a lot better in a short amount of time offensively. So we're super pumped about him. Sekou Harris is another guy that we actually recruited at Colorado State for quite a while. Ended up not offering him a scholarship, and he went to Fairleigh Dickinson. Things didn't work out. Went to South Plains Junior College and had a good year. His numbers were just okay, but he averaged 33 minutes a game on a team that, was top five all year in the country in junior college basketball. And of course, got to Hutchinson, Kansas, and he's just fast, athletic, quick, can really impact the game in a lot of different ways.
Point guard?
He's a point guard. Could play really small and play him at the two, but that's not, ideally what you want to do. Mm-hmm. And then we signed two other guys. Two were really early. Trey Burnett from Williston is a 6'5", 210-pound guard. Can play the 2-3 or maybe even the 4 and play some small ball. And then DJ Davis is a high school kid out of Minneapolis who is a long, athletic kid that is really loves the challenge of playing the other team's best player, but a tough kid that just keeps getting better and better all the time.
Sure.
And we signed a kid that's going to walk on from Lincoln, Nebraska, Logan Power, who was a very good athlete in football, basketball, and baseball. And we're pumped to get him on our program because I think when he just locks into basketball, he's going to improve in a big, big way and be a guy that's going to eventually contribute for the Coyotes.
He is USD men's basketball coach Craig Smith here on Sports Talk with Craig and Chris. I know you've been asked this question a lot this summer. How much more room do you have to add to your roster for this fall?
Well, we'll see if the right situation comes about, whether it be a guy that we feel like can walk on and maybe we scholarship him in a year later, or you just never know. I mean, you always got the recruiting thing is 24/7, 365. Mm-hmm. And the old saying, it's hard to make chicken salad on chicken, what. And so, you better have some good players. Good players make coaches look awfully smart. And so I'm no dummy when it comes to that. So our staff has been working diligently on the 2014 class and certainly moving forward with our 2015 class. with some offers and really targeting some of those guys as well.
Yeah, what's your timetable? What's the month of June mean for you?
Well, it's moving month for my family and I. It's summer school starting for all of our players on our roster. You're constantly recruiting. We have a bunch of camps as well in June. So June, generally speaking, is a little bit quieter. Usually May is extremely quiet, but, I mean, it was one of the busiest months of the year for us.
Sure.
June has settled down a little bit. We actually just had a young man on campus. He flew back home today. That was on an official visit. We got another guy coming on campus tomorrow. We've had a lot of kids on campus, which has been great. I really believe you got to brand. We got to brand our name. We got to get the University of South Dakota name out there. And so, so it's been an exciting time that way. Things will kind of settle down now, I think, a little bit after this visit coming up tomorrow.
Sure.
And then we'll finally get the families up here and everything.
And you got five camps in June. You got one coming up this weekend. Any room to get in yet if anyone's interested in getting down there?
Yep, we got all kinds of room. We actually, the team camp that was scheduled for this weekend, we had to cancel just for the lack of numbers. The other camps are doing well. They're doing strong. We had quite a few teams in our last team camp. We've had a lot of interest with our elite camp and our overnight camp. But there's plenty of room. We'd love to get them out there. Our camps have always been fantastic. Whether we were at North Dakota State, Colorado State, or Nebraska, they really take off. They're a lot of fun. But I think we do a really good job with the skill development portion as well. They're not just coming here to play games and have contests, although they'll get some of that as well.
All those details.
A lot of time in the individual instruction.
Yeah, by the way, all those details, you go to goyotes.com, go to the men's basketball section, and get all the details on all the camps. Well, hey, I know it's been a whirlwind for you, and I appreciate the time today. And we'll talk more down the road, Coach.
All right. I appreciate it, guys. Look forward to getting back on the show. Thanks for everything.
All right, Craig. Thanks,
Coach.
There he goes. Craig Smith, USD men's basketball.